Are you there? Colossians 1:9. All right, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Now, that's a good thing, isn't it? Amen. Strengthened with all might, praise the Lord, according to his glorious power. You got some resourceful, you got some good strength, some great resources there. Might is resourceful strength. Amen. Amen. For all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of his darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Now, I want you to notice verse 13. Amanda, if you'll click back to 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his dear love. Right? The Son of his love. Now, conveyed or delivered into the kingdom. That's what we see here. And if you go and you look in the Strong's Concordance on this particular scripture, you're going to find out that the Strong said exactly what I've been telling most of you here for years. Those of you who are new, I've been telling you this for weeks as we've come back up on this subject. But it is that the kingdom is God's realm, God's rule, and God's reign. Okay? So then what we see is Jesus came on the scene. John the Baptist actually said this too. But Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And, you know, you just take that real surface level. But when you think about it, you get into it. The word repent means change your mind or change. And so what he's saying here in this, he's saying change systems. The kingdom of God is a system. There's the world system and there's the kingdom system. The kingdom system was ushered in when Jesus came into the earth. The kingdom was at hand. He started talking about the kingdom being at hand. The kingdom is invisible. It's the invisible realm, but it's real. You can't see your brain, but it's in there. Well, for most of you anyway. But, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Everybody here has one. Smart enough to get here. Praise the Lord. So, but I'm just playing around. But the truth is the realm is the place of the spirit, right? Yeah. It's the place where heaven is. It's in light speed up. We're in light speed here, down. But light speed up, molecular structures are different. This isn't hard. Read some quantum physics. It'll work for you. Okay. So Jesus said change systems. You may have been seeking the world system. They have a way of doing things, and right now you probably don't like it very much. No. But now we live in the kingdom of God. You live in the kingdom of God? Amen. Okay. So you are an American. You are an American citizen. But you are also a citizen of the kingdom of God and an ambassador of the kingdom. And it's pretty hard to sense this if you're not connected spiritually. You have Holy Spirit on the inside of you, so you got to give him some time and connect with him and worship, pray, do the things we do so that we can connect to the kingdom. The realm of the kingdom is real, but the physical eyes can't see it until there's a manifestation. And when there's a manifestation, you can say, there's the kingdom right there. There's the kingdom. It manifested right there. Praise the Lord. In healing, whatever. Now, this week, we heard many things. Many things. We heard restoration, recovery from Creflo and Jerry. And we heard Don't Let the Devil Steal Your Joy from Brother Jerry. That's always a good one. And then Brother Careflow taught on staying out of idolatry. Don't let anything come between you and God. We heard that believing comes when the word really talks to you. We heard that all week from Brother Keith, that it's when it's talking to you. So you're not just parroting and having mental assent. That word is speaking to you, and so faith cometh that way. That was really good. Church, every word of this Bible is good, and it was written by the anointed Holy Spirit. However, it's got to talk to you. That's all he was saying. He's not trying to take away anything. It can talk to you in 3 seconds if you get in it. Amen. Now, so, and I really liked Brother Jerry's prophecy. A year of abundant overflow, a year of unprecedented goodness of God, a year of firsts. How many of you had a first while you were there? How many of you have had a first this year? Amen. Okay. A year of restoration, recovery, and recompense. But I particularly liked Pastor George's word. Yeah. Brother Jerry had to step out, and George took his place. And he preached on everything speeding up. He preached on acceleration. Yeah. Yeah. And some of the comment was, what used to take you 3 or 4 months will now just take a few days. And he had all of these testimonies about things like that, and wonderful examples. I mean, if you just think about how the world has increased with internet and all the new ways we do things, I mean, it's a lot faster. I mean, when the Wright brothers started, it took a little while to fly somewhere, but now you can fly somewhere really quick. Yeah. Amen. I don't know who I was watching. Was it Jesse that said, If we were able to fly the shuttle, we could get from New York to Los Angeles in like a minute and a half. Wow. Now that's something, isn't it? So things are faster. And one subject I want to get on with you pretty soon is that things are also exponential. So you've done good in your business. Now you're going to do great in your business. It's the time we're in. It's exponential. If the cell phone, wow, when they came out with that, you know, what first thing we saw were those ones you put on your pack. Now, I know you kids weren't born yet, but, you know, you had to carry that pack, and, you know, that was marvelous in our sight. And then now you have this little bitty thing. But the interesting thing is it was exponential in the way that it's grown to get to this, but it was also exponential in the use of it. They said, oh, probably about a little under a million people will get about 900,000 people will probably use a cell phone. Yeah. And it was like when they came out, it was like 9 million real quick. So something like that. Yeah. Close? Okay. So anyway, so you can see that as we go, and those of you who are investors, you watch those S-curves to see what kind of disruption is going to be happening in the days ahead. The electric cars have been a disruption, and so things, you see this S-curve, instead of things going like this, you see things going like this. Well, I want you to know that that's happened spiritually. That's happened spiritually. Amen. We're in that place where the kingdom of God is manifesting daily for us. The harvest is here. Now, I just take that. And you can see it in the natural because of the things that are taking place. Now, I said this to you last week, and I want to continue down this line for us because we need to be in the right place at the right time in this season. It's very critical that we are equipped to help this world, to help our fellow man, to pray and decree what we need to pray over Texas as well as the United States as well as the world and so on. Praise the Lord. So I want to continue on this trail. I said you can get major keys to the kingdom when you know who God is, who you are, what God wants to do, and how he's leading you in the moment. Those are the four things we've been talking about. And I gave a broad picture, and then I painted something a little tighter, and now I want to go deeper on that. Okay? So, and eventually here we'll be getting to how God is leading you in the moment in these next few weeks. So, I want to center back up on who am I in the kingdom. Let's go there today. Who are we in the kingdom? Now, we talked about that. We said we have God's DNA. Glory to God. We are the righteousness of God. Church, do you understand that there's a whole church world out there that still thinks they're old sinners saved by grace? But if you read the Bible, it says that Jesus made us the righteousness of God. We are in right standing with God, and that's what we're called, the ones who are in right standing. That's who we are. And so, and we're God's kids, and we have an inheritance. Everything that is His is ours. I want to go a little deeper with this today. Brother Copeland read a verse that lit up to me like, oh my goodness. I got that thing Keith was talking about. So if you would, please go to Philippians 2:5. Philippians 2:5. We're going to read 5 and 6. Okay? I'll let Amanda get there. Thank you, Jesus. Are you blessed?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. What a day we live in. Okay. Philippians 2:5. Let this mind be in you. Does anyone recall him reading the scripture? Okay. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. This is a touchy subject in the body of Christ. But that's okay. We're just going to go ahead and touch it right now. Okay. Now, Paul wrote this. He said, let this mind be in you. What's he saying? Think like this. This is the way I want you to think. He's telling you, now I want you to think like this. Come on. This is how Jesus thought. Think like this because this is how Jesus thought. I want to ask you something. Is Jesus God? Absolutely yes. He is a third of the Godhead. He was the Word. He manifested as the Son of God. He is the Son of God. You remember I said that. But when he came into the earth, he came as a man on purpose. Only a man in an earth suit could take care of what needed to be done in the earth. You with me? Walking with me? Okay. Why? Why is that true? Well, because God said over in Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man, excuse me, in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Dominion means that they're in charge. And so God, now there's a lot that's gone on earth. You know, God created the earth time. There was some stuff that went on. We'll have to talk about another time, which is very exciting. But God wanted to give man the lease on earth. He wanted him to be in charge. So a man or a woman, mankind, actually could go through their whole life never giving God or taking any authority from God or giving God any authority in their life. You see where I'm going? You could. You know people.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. Spirits cannot rule in this earth. No, they can't.
That's right.
Neither side. God gave man authority. You'll get what I'm trying to tell you. I need you to know this because this is going to help you do what you need to do. You have to have a man's permission, mankind's permission as a spirit to do anything in the earth. God gave us a free will. The devil cannot do anything without a person giving him a way in. No, he can't. Well, the devil, he attacked me. Yeah, but you don't have to let him stay.
Right.
Brother Hagin always said, can't stop the birds from flying over your head, but you don't have to let them nest in your hair.
That's right.
So you can get rid of any lie, any devil,
yep,
because you're in charge.
Yeah, right.
But the church world doesn't even know that they have the believer's authority.
Right.
Adam started out with the authority. The devil right now is a defeated spirit. He can't do anything if you don't let him. How would you let him? By taking thoughts, saying. If you don't take the thought and say it, it will not be born. Okay, now, that's Faith 101, right? Now, he couldn't do anything in the beginning. But then Adam followed his lie and empowered Satan to become the god of this world. Okay? So Adam's now under that rule. He's under the curse. But Jesus came and won back our authority. He did. But now you have a free will. And people that are not, you know, our famous word, scriptorians, people that don't read a lot of Bible and maybe are just sitting in a religious type church or something, they don't ever hear that about authority. And so are about their mouth, which there's scriptures all over the Bible about the fruit of your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. But people aren't taught that, and so they're letting the enemy in with things like, well, I'm just afraid I'm going to get the COVID. I'm just afraid that I will. Well, I'm just afraid that I'll get it and I'll die. Those are all death words, but you're inviting in by fear. Yeah. You're inviting in just what the devil wants to plan for you. It's just the truth. Well, I'm just so broke I can't pay attention, people say. Well, that's not a very good confession. That's not going to get you out of being broke. But Jesus did win back this authority. Now, people say, walk with me on this. I know you guys know a lot of this stuff. But I need you to hear it like you're hearing it for the first time. Because you're going to have to help people. Because people are going to want to know how to get out of trouble. Okay? People say this all the time. Christians. God is in control. Well, you know God is in control. You never know what he'll do. Well, first of all, he's not in control. Second of all, you do know what he'll do if you read the Bible. Right. Now, what do I mean by he's not in control? Well, he's in control of me.
Yeah.
Is he in control of you? He's in control of you because you gave him permission. He's a spirit. And so you received Jesus and you said, I want you to be my Lord. He's my Lord. He's not just my Savior. He's my Lord. Whatever he makes plain to me, I'll do. That's how I live my life. But I'm telling you that people take that, well, God's in control. Well, he's sovereign. He is. He is sovereign. He's so sovereign that he wrote this word and he will not go against what he wrote.
That's right. There you go.
And what he said was, is that men have a free will, they have authority on the earth, and they're going to have to make choices who they're going to follow.
True.
That's what God said.
Yep.
If you don't believe this, you need to challenge me and start reading your Bible, because you're going to find out I'm right. This is absolutely the truth. God is not in control of every person. He's not in control. He's not bringing sickness to people. He didn't create COVID. He hates it. He didn't create cancer. He hates it. He's the healer. He wants to get you out of trouble. He doesn't want you in poverty. Those things are not the teacher of the church. The teacher of the church is the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. They're not going to teach. Hey, have you ever known someone who was in a lot of trouble? And they will say, well, you know, I learned so much. But then you know someone who's in trouble and they didn't learn a thing. Because it's not. It's when they got in trouble that they turned to God.
Yes.
It wasn't the experience of being in trouble. It was the answer that got them somewhere. Praise the Lord. He's in control of us, if you want him to be. Now, there's coming a day when God's going to be ultimately in control. And I don't think it's very far away. The lease will literally be up. And the world system is going to be gone. Jesus will come, put his feet on this earth. Yeah, now I know you understand we're going in the rapture. We're going to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. There's going to be 1,000 years. And then Jesus will come in and be the second resurrection and all that. I know you understand that. Would y'all like to study about that sometime? Okay. All right. I was thinking about that. And so that's all going to happen, and it's going to be good. Right now, you and God have to get together, though, so that you can use kingdom authority. That's what we need to do right now. This is our mission. We are the glorified ones. There's nobody on earth like Christian people. There's not going to be anybody ever in the history of the world that will have done what we've done and been who we've been. When the future comes, they're going to look at us and go, there's one of the glorified ones. That's who we are. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So you and God have to get together. So he said, let this mind be in you. Now, Jesus was and is one third of the Godhead. Okay? Praise the Lord. Jesus came to the earth. He laid down his divinity while he was here. Church, people don't believe that. They don't. That's a scripture I just read. But they don't believe that. Existing in the form of God, counted not the being on the equality with God a thing to be grasped. He is equal with God, but he wasn't going to use it while he was on the earth. Oh, we're getting closer here. The Passion Translation just says he became human. Now, you have to think like that or you're going to miss who you are. You have to understand that Jesus laid down his divinity, or you will not know who you are. That's why he came as a baby. You know, David Phelps' song, he could have broken through and came in all his royalty, but he didn't do that. It was born in a manger because he wanted you to pick up on the story there that you are going to be this person that he became. Now, people think this. People think that Jesus walked through the streets and that there was a glow around his head and an awe, and there was music playing. Oh, and that he did this all the time. Oh, oh, oh. No. It's not what was happening. I know you saw that in the greatest story ever told or whatever. That's not how it was. Jesus was a man, okay? And he didn't do this. Now listen. You there. I know you don't believe who I am, even though this is wonderful. But I'm just going to give you this miracle. That's not how it worked. I don't care if you want it or not. You're getting a miracle. Uh-uh. No, no. That's not what happened. He was preaching and teaching everywhere he went. What was he preaching? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel. Da, 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 da. Faith rose up in people.
That's right.
The anointing was released. And he began to heal the sick.
Yes.
Cast out devils. Da, da, da. Okay. Now, Jesus called himself, listen, 85 verses in the Bible say Jesus was the Son of Man, not the Son of God. Now don't get all quirky on me. I'm not saying he's not the Son of God. I'm saying he called himself in most of those 85 verses. It's him. And he's saying, in fact, he said, who do they say I, the Son of Man, am? He's trying to put a point. There were devils who said, Son of God, you need to get out of here. It's not your appointed time. They could sense who he was, but he shut them up. They were trying to say, hey, you can't come in here. You're a spirit. You're a God. A God can't come in here. This is man's territory. He shut them down. He said, he asked them, who do they say I, the Son of Man, am? He's calling himself Son of Man. John 10:1 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, listen to me, by the door. Lord bless whoever they're going for in Jesus' name. Thank you for safety and preservation. Most assuredly I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up another way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. There's a certain way to do things. Jesus knew how to do things. According to Jesus, this door that he's talking about is natural childbirth. You come into this world through your mama. Scotty didn't beam you down. You came through your mama. Spirits are illegal. You were a spirit. You were planted and you came down here and you got in here through your mama. Now, Jesus came into the world legally. God does things legally, not legalistically, legally. He came as a baby through Mama Mary. Mama Mary had a little baby. Praise the Lord. Okay, now, he came as a man. He worked like men work. He had a job. He did everything. There's really no documented stories that he was healing the birdies when he was six and all that. There's nothing documented like that. People make up stuff. But one day he goes and he's baptized by John the Baptist. And when he's baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Ghost comes on him. And he's filled with the Spirit. And he said, the Spirit of the Lord is now upon me. There is Spirit inside. That's just like when you got baptized in the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord came upon you. Every born-again Christian has the Spirit of God on the inside of them. Baptist, everybody that says the prayer. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon you and increased when you yielded and you were baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, so we see that Jesus did that. And so what he did then is he showed us what regular people could do if they came into the kingdom and got filled with the Spirit and listened to the leading and were led by faith. This is what we can all do. Not just the preachers, not just the fivefold ministry. Every Spirit-filled person can, every child of God can follow the leading of God and have authority on this earth, keep the devil out of their garden. Yes, you can. But Jesus was showing that. He emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in the likeness of men. He said it. See, I need to make sure you understand this, church, because if you just think that Jesus did everything as God, if you just think that, then it's going to be real hard for you to do the greater works that he talked about and said you would do. He is leading you by example. Look, I'm going to take off my heavenly robes. I'm going to take off all the authority I have. I'm walking in here as a man. I'm going to put on the anointing like a man. You are a man or a woman. Now you can take the Spirit of God and be anointed on a level that the world is not familiar with, all to the glory of God. Amen. And so we see that Jesus did that. He is the Son of God. He is the Messiah. But he came as a man so you could see who you are. I've made that very clear, haven't I? You get that. Now, who are we in the kingdom? Well, he came as Son of Man so you could become a son or a daughter. It's all the mankind. I'm a son if you just use the word mankind. I'm God's daughter. Okay? Now, so that's one thing. You're also an heir. You're an ambassador. Okay? We can name off, oh, you probably had that list hanging up. I remember Jan Crouch sent that list out 30 years ago, I am. And then every few years, someone picks it up like it's brand new and says, oh, look what I found, the I am list. And they send it out again. I've got it hanging in my office right now of who I am in Christ. You are somebody in Christ. Amen? And so he came as a man. He did what you can do what he did. Now, you are just like God. Oh, you are. You're not God. He's our Father. He's the Heavenly Father. He's the highest position ever. But you're like him. I have Toby. He's my son. He's like me. He's got blonde hair and blue eyes. And he kind of has a temperament like mine. You can just see that he's my kid, especially when he was little. And he's always going to be like me. He's my DNA. Yeah. And he has Carter, and you've all seen Carter. And they say, you look like your grandmother. And he really looks like his other grandmother more than he looks like me. But he's always going to be. You are God's kid. You have his DNA, and you look like him. You are like him. You can function like him, and it doesn't take away from his deity. Right. The religious world goes, oh, like Jesse Duplantis. They get mad at you if you say, you're saying you're God's. We're saying we're God's kids. Yep. Actually, the Bible says you are God's. What's it saying? It's saying you're not in the demon category. Man is in the God category. We are made in his image. The Bible says, Romans 12:3, I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we're not supposed to be all lifted up about this. Jesus walked humbly, we walk humbly. So, you know, you can be kind to people. I tell you what I do think. I think most people don't think highly enough of themselves. Yeah, there's some people with big heads, and you I know how you feel. They need to be taken down a notch, you know, or whatever, but that's between them and God. But the scripture says for us not to think more highly, but we should think something of ourselves. So maybe, just maybe, you need someone else's opinion or their thought, we'll say. And the best person's thought on that would be God. And we're really not looking for your opinion anyway. It has no authority in another person's life. But God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So whatever he thinks about me is how I want to see myself. Are you with me so far? I know we're just walking through this. We're doing good on time. We're heading the right direction. So we need to renew our minds, according to Romans 12, that we just talked about renewing your mind, not to be conformed to the world system, but to be have your mind renewed, right? That's what that scripture says. You guys know the scriptures. So we need to renew our minds. So we said that you're now in the kingdom. The kingdom has rule and reign. When you understand who you are under authority, then you will be able to act in authority. Got it? When you get under authority, you get in authority. Get under God's authority. He is Lord. Then you have some authority. So I was an assistant pastor for Pastor John, and I had some authority because I was under his authority. So I had some authority there. It's the same thing you have with God. Patty and Hector are pastoral staff. They're under the authority that God gave me, and so they have some authority. you have some authority because you have submitted yourself to authority. It's not an ugly word. You're giving your authority and coming into the leadership of God. And you talk on that level of God. Here in the church, we have a leadership. And when you give your authority, Dee Vickery over here has her own ministry. She's had her ministry as long as I have, I know. But when she comes to church, she doesn't take, well, I have this ministry, so I'm just going to tell you. No, she comes up under my ministry. And we never have a trust issue. We talk about things. So that's some, we have a communication. So there's not that thing of that she's being the sidewalk prophet or whatever, you know, the parking lot prophet. But I tell you what, when I go to her meetings, then I'm up under her authority. I'm not going to say, excuse me, Dee, you know, I'm your pastor. Sit down. I'm going to take this. No. So you have you've given God authority. Now you're in this authority. Now you can work this authority. And can I tell you that God is not looking for people with power. He's looking for people with authority or that are authoritative who already know they have power. You already have power. The power was given to you. Jesus said, I'm leaving. Holy Spirit's coming. You will be blessed with power. You will be endued from on high and you will have power. But you've got to have this exousia, not just the dunamis. You've got to have that and so you can function. He's not looking for power people. He's looking for authoritative people. You already know you have power. Now, so what am I talking about? Romans 5:17 says this, you shall reign. Who reigns? Who reigns? What? Kings reign. Kings reign. Paupers don't reign. No good nobodies don't reign. Well, like you're being hard on people. No. I'm talking about who you think you are. Do you think you're broke and busted and you never make it? Do you think you're a pauper? Do you think I'm just sick and beggarly and I never do? Or man, I'm just no good. If those people knew what I'd done, they probably that roof would probably fall in on me over there at the church. Listen, it'd have been down a long time ago before you got here. Jesus paid for you. Now, you got to come up out of that. Well, how can y'all think I'm somebody? Well, we do. Yeah. We do. God said you were. Yeah. God said you were. So, kings reign, so you should be reigning and ruling in your life as a king. Yeah. Well, Pastor, what am I going to reign over? I got a dog and a cat, but I'm not sure who's the boss in our house over that, but Annie maybe. No, it's Grace. Okay, for sure and for certain. You know who you're going to reign over? Yourself. You're going to rule over yourself. You're going to rule over your body, your family, your finances, the confession of your mouth, your atmosphere, your habitation. You have habitational authority. You can command things off this city. Yeah, you can. Some of y'all have been in this city for a long time. You've got some authority here. You've got some authority here. This is our place. And we're not letting the devil have it. So what do kings do? They make decrees. They make decrees. In the name of Jesus, devil, get off of my stuff. Get out of my town. Get off the, we don't hardly have to say this, but they can say, get off the governor. Those of you watching from the other places, and I know you are, pray for your governor. Rebuke that stuff off of them in Jesus' name. If you own some land, if you're a part of this area, if you're a part of your area, you've got some authority. If you don't own any, we have lots of real estate agents in the house. We can get you fixed up. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, your atmosphere, church. Job said in Job 22:28, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee." You can decree something. This is not, church, get over this thing of, well, you can't be commanding God. There's actually a scripture that says, according to the works of my hands, command you me. It's not going, hey, God, waiter, get over here. That's not what it's talking about. It's saying, I've put all of this out for you. Now you use it. I gave you this authority. Use it. I call in my clients. I call in the people that belong to this church. I call them in Jesus' name. That's the kind of stuff you can do. I decree that I am debt free. That's something you can do. I decreed it a long time ago. I am debt free in Jesus' name. We've decreed that this ministry is debt free. And look here, just weeks ago, we paid this off 8 years early. Okay, so, and we're about to do some other things. You're going to like it. Now, let's start closing. Jesus is the King of Kings. That's what it said. The Bible said that you are a king and a priest over in Revelation. Okay? You don't cross the word of a king. Now, this is not you bossing people around, church. I command you to da da. No. We're talking about the forces. Talking about demonic forces and lies and spirits that get on people. And boy, we've seen that over America. Amen. So we can do something about it, especially if we all get together on this. Now, church, Jesus went to the cross. He spent 3 days in hell paying for our sin. The scales of justice had to be balanced. And when God watched those scales, and on the third day they were balanced, God yelled down the corridors of heaven and down through the passageway of hell, and he said, "That is enough. Let him go." And when he did, Jesus took the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He walked down the hallway of hell. He kicked open the devil's office door, and he said, "I'm out of here."
Yes.
He led captivity captive. Jesus is triumphant, church. He won. And because he won, you won. The devil is a defeated foe. He took him out. The devil has one thing he can do, and that's deception. And he does that by something called wiles. The word wiles is a Greek word. It means with a road. The word devil means diabolos. It means hitting until penetration happens. And so he's going to come to you. You're no good. 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 You won't make it. You won't make it. You'll be sick. You'll be sick. And you need to tell him where to go back to. Because the next step is when you say it with your mouth, you have now come into deception. But if you don't say it, because your words have authoritative power. So we got to watch our words. Well, that stuff doesn't really work. Well, I think it is working right now. I learned this 30-something years ago. It's been working for me ever since. Your words matter. Because you have authority in this earth. And I just proved it through you. I walked through this so slowly with you. We've salt and peppered this for years. But I wanted to walk through this with you so slowly that you make sure you can tell anybody and help them who they really are. You are a child of the living God who he loves. He wants to bestow all of his love on you. He wants to bless you. He just wants you to stop complaining about everything, because complaining keeps you in the same place. He wants you to stop complaining and start moving forward. And he wants you to start using your authority in this world.
Yes.
He whipped the devil hands down. He stripped him of every power. He has no power. He just has his intellect left. And so he sends out what we call low-level devils. Hey, listen, some people, all they need is one little monkey devil for their whole life, and it keeps them in chains. Just one thing they believe will keep them in chains. I hate to say this, but some of the religious churches have kept people in chains. Man, I was in one of those. And when I heard this, I was like, oh man, now I want to serve God. Because I was like, well, I don't know if I want to do this. I'm just go back down to the pool hall. Thank God I heard this. Y'all are all laughing, but y'all been to the pool hall. Well, maybe some of y'all haven't. Oh. Praise the Lord. Nothing wrong with playing pool. It's all the other stuff we did while we were there. Now, and I'm going to leave that absolutely alone. Because that's my past. It's been gone for years and years and years and years and years. Free, 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 free. Free. Free from all the lies that are... Well, Pastor, how can you be so free with everything that's going on in the world? I'm not in the world. But I'm going to help the world. I'm not going to sit back and go, oh, well, we're Christians over here and we're doing really good, so we're not going to say anything while communism tries to take over. Yes, I just said that. We're not going to do it. I just put shudders through the internet there. We're not going to do it. But we're not in it. Well, we're in it. We're not of it. I should say that. That'll help you because I know y'all are going, huh? Okay, I'm done. Let's see here. Thank you, Lord. He said, all power is mine. That power was Adam's. Adam gave it to the devil. Jesus won it back. He stripped him of all the power. What did he do with all the power? Well, did he take it back to heaven and file it under P? No. He didn't do that. He gave it to you, the church of the living God. So now you can go in his name. You heal the sick, you raise the dead, you cast out the demons, you cleanse the leper, you preach the gospel to the poor, and you do it, and you do exploits in the name of Jesus. And church, it's time for us to get off our blessed assurance and do this. Get our heads out of the sand, the church of the living God, the ecclesia, which means authority. We have authority. The ecclesia is going to have to do something about this country.
Yeah. Amen.
We're going to have to stand up and say who we are. We can't hide. You're going to have to be a Chris Ann. You're going to have to be a Lance. You're going to have to be some of these people. Clay, what's Clay's last name? Clay Clark. Clay Clark. You're going to have to be some of these people. You're going to have to just have some straight talk with people. And say, no, this is how it's going to go.
Yeah.
This is what we believe. This is what we stand for. The devil will take all the space you give him. If they keep saying, well, now this has happened, so now we're going to make you do this, and this happened, now you're going to make you do this. Well, then it's time to say no.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Time to say no. It's time for the church to stand up for who we are.
Yeah. Yep.
Praise the Lord. And I decree this will not be taken down in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. And I'm just going to finish with a couple of comments here. Quit trying to do God's job. You do your job, he'll do his. Well, Lord, you know, I really need some money right now. I really need some money right now. And I just don't know if you can pull that off, Lord. That's none of your business. It's your business to believe. It's his business to fulfill. Amen. You do your job, he'll do his. Your job is to rule like a king. And it doesn't say Revelation 1, 5, and 6. Doesn't say in the sweet by and by. It says that he made you a king and a priest now. Amen?
Yes.
The word hath there means has already. He's already done it. Amen? Yes. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 6:15 says, Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Church, you're a king. Well, we praise God. We hope you enjoyed it today. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory.